broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
And it's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show here every night till 1 o'clock on the West, on the West Coast, and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, excuse me. Just a little bit of a faux pas. Welcome to the program. This is Radio for Patriots by Patriots, where we take you places other talk shows, quite frankly, can't take you. Wish they could, but they can't. And, of course, we are a radio show, a talk show, a news entertainment talk show that knows what it's talking about. And when we say news and entertainment, we try to make this talk show an entertaining thing. We're not attempting to get anybody elected. We're not attempting to get anyone thrown out of office. We don't think we can change the world with a talk show. As a matter of fact, ladies and gentlemen, we are the only ones that will be very honest with you. You cannot change the world with a talk show. And people that tell you that that you can, people that advocate very vociferously on behalf of different candidates and issues, they are lying to you.
Yeah.
Lying, as we like to say on our program. 877-87, but they're nice people. I know a lot of them. I see them at conventions. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. And we're online at philhendryshow.com, where tonight is a red-letter day. It's a banner day. I say tonight, but tonight, it's a red-letter night. It's a banner night. Banner night. At midnight tonight, going into Saturday morning, we begin our three-day free Phil weekend on our website. That means at midnight tonight, Pacific Daylight Time. I understand that it's after midnight on the East Coast and in some other areas, but at midnight Pacific Daylight Time tonight, which will be 3 a.m. for our great friends on the East Coast, we begin our three-day free Phil weekend. Just so you know, you won't be getting stiffed, you guys back east, when the three-day weekend ends, because the three-day weekend will end at 1 a.m., 4 a.m. Eastern Time, Tuesday morning. And this three-day weekend will be a free tour of our site, which means you'll be able to access our live streaming video of the show for free. You'll be able to listen to the streams of all of our archive material. You'll be able to listen to the streams of all of our rants, of all of our webisodes. You'll be able to go back many, many, many years. You can listen to the character clips. You can listen to the whole shows. You can take a complete and full tour of our free website beginning at midnight. It will be a free tour, if you will. And why I say tour is because our backstage pass members are allowed to download and carry around in their iPod, for instance, shows or character clips or things that we've done. And that is something that we will not have featured this time on our free trial, because our backstage pass members are allowed to do that. So we have to kind of keep that's an exclusive kind of cool thing. So you don't get to do that yet. But if you become a backstage pass member, then yes, by all means, you can. But go ahead, take the tour beginning at midnight tonight, Pacific Daylight Time, of our website, the Phil Hendry Show website, philhendryshow.com. We think you'll enjoy it. We hope you enjoy it. And then you make up your mind on getting that BSP and become a member of the family, become a member of our second generation of Backstage Pass members. In any event, it starts at midnight tonight. It's very exciting. I'm very thrilled. And that's not all. That's not all that we have in store for you. We've got some very, very interesting, fun, and possibly illegal. I'm kidding.
Yeah, Mr. Hall said.
I'm kidding, okay? No. In any event, some very fun things. All right, 877-876-PHIL, and we're going to be joining Pastor William Rennick. He's in Dallas, Texas tonight for a conclave of a variety of spiritual leaders and members of your congregation, Pastor Rennick, which I understand is not a Pentecostal. You are a Protestant, Protestant religious a faction, but what is the name of your overall national congregation?
Yeah, Bill, we are members of Grace of God, and Joyful Union Congregation has been a part of Grace of God since we founded our congregation in the mid-1990s. We're in Dallas, Texas tonight to see so many people we haven't seen in a long time. People that were members of our congregation, young people, Phil, that came up in our congregation, went to seminary, went to Bible college, and began their own ministries across this country. We're also here to share ideas with Grace of God and with other members of other spiritual flocks. We have some Pentecostal people here tonight. And the reason why this is an important evening and an important weekend for our group and for our congregation and for our for all the people that love God and proclaim Jesus Christ as the Son of God and the Savior of mankind is to find a better connection, a better way, I guess, if you want to call it that, for people to feel comfortable to come to God, you know, and to lay their burden down. And we want to talk about that. We want to kick around some ideas. We have brought to Dallas, Texas tonight a tithing. And the idea of tithing, Phil, which is the same as tithing.
Well, now, hold on. When you say tithing?
That is correct, yes.
Okay. It's tithing, not tithing.
That is correct, yes.
It has to do with money?
It has to do with the donation, the collection that we have at every church all over the country every single Sunday. Wherever we're having a religious service, we've got people that are in great need. We have people who have come to this country, and yes, they are here, and they are here illegally. And I don't want to have a political conversation. I don't want anyone to get angry at Pastor Rennick. I don't want anyone to get angry at my congregation. I don't want to have anybody, come to blows or have the discord or anything like this over this issue. All we want to do is to make sure the people that are coming across the border from Mexico or wherever they're coming from have what they need, the food, the clothing, and so forth.
And so you're talking about the illegal immigrants.
I am. Yes, I am. But I'm talking about them in the spirit that Governor Perry talked about them. Governor Perry is against illegal immigrants, but Governor Perry made this statement I thought was very, very true when he said, you cannot possibly have a heart if you allow young people who've been here all their lives not to have a chance, you know.
And well, you know, but Governor Perry, first of all, Governor Perry backed off of the heartless thing.
I did not know that, but I think that I don't think he meant to back off. I think he did that politically. You know?
But all right, but secondly, here's another thing. He was talking about young people that have been here all of their lives. In other words, he was talking about people that have been here all of their lives, born in Mexico but raised in the United States. Having said that, what does that have to do with the collection, as you say?
All right, well, let me get to the idea of tithing. Is as a Protestant minister, we do not believe, and I'm not saying Protestant now, that separate us from Catholic. We do not believe in any kind of ornate process by which we come to God. I'm not criticizing any of my Catholic friends. I'm not criticizing any of my brothers and sisters who are of the Catholic faith. I know a great many who are wonderful people. I'm simply saying I'm borrowing from the Catholic faith the idea of reconciliation, of confession. And the idea that with tithing, you can, and I thank God for the inspiration, you can, with your money, come into Joyful Union Congregation. You can present tithing. And within my power, my very limited and very humble power, as a minister of God, as a pastor of this congregation, I will give you my blessing through God and forgive whatever sin I can forgive through your tithing of presentation.
So if I come into your church, now this is something I'm familiar with as a Catholic, reconciliation, where we go into the church and we kneel before, or we sit with a priest and we tell the priest our sins.
That is correct, yes.
And he gives us penance, which generally is a series of prayers. You're not talking about that.
Yeah, well, yes, I am, but I'm doing it in a way that it conforms more to the grace of God and Joyful Union Congregation. I do not. I'm not going to give you a prayer to do. I'm not going to give you that's not really, I don't feel right, and I don't feel it's within my power to do. What I can do is listen to the sin. I want to hear the sin, and then I will take your tithing. I will give you my forgiveness. I'll give you the forgiveness of God and my forgiveness insofar as I can forgive you. And that tithing that you have given unto me goes to these unfortunate families. So what we're doing, Phil, is...
All right, so but are you...
What we're doing is the following thing. I'm not God, but I can forgive you if you say to me, Pastor Rennick, I was angry with my wife, and I was very hateful, and I had anger, and I feel I've sinned against God. I will say to you, well, I forgive you. I'm a Pastor Rennick. I'm not God, but I forgive you. And I'm sure that God will find a way to forgive you if you, you know, say you're sorry to your wife. And I will take the tithing that you've given me and present that to the Mexican or to the people that are here illegally. So what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to marry my ministry and the salvation we try to bring to people with the illegal Mexican, illegal immigrant problem. And we feel this is a wonderful way, Phil, to raise money for people that are here illegally, at least to try to get them some food and some shelter and so forth. And at the same time, you know, provide some solace and forgiveness.
Well, I'm listening to what you're saying, and what you're saying is that you take money from people.
This is called a tithing, though. I don't call it money, and I don't say I'm taking money. I say that people present a tithing.
All right. People present a tithing, which is in the form of money, and you then will forgive them a sin. You can't guarantee it's forgiven, but you say that you forgive it, and you're sure that God will if they follow God's law, continue to follow God's law.
That is correct, yes.
The money that you get from these people, then you give to the illegal immigrant or people that are advocating on their behalf so that they have food and shelter.
That is correct, and clothing and other things. Now, let me say that.
Hold on, I just want to tell you this, that this is a, you know, the Catholic Church outlawed paying for salvation.
No, you're not paying for salvation. No. And we're not Catholic. Understand that. We're not Catholic. We are.
No, I know that. But wasn't that one of Martin Luther, when he first broke away from the church, wasn't he saying that, you know, one of the things that bothered him was paying for forgiveness?
No, but that's not what I'm doing. And Martin Luther got nothing to do with Pastor William Rennick. Martin Luther was this man in Germany 600 years ago, wherever it was. He had nothing to do with me. I don't have to follow him. I don't even know who he is. Martin Luther King, I know. I don't know Martin Luther. And I know that he began the Protestant movement, but he had nothing to do with me. I'm saying that we're trying to help the Mexican community.
All right, well, hold on, because I got to take a break.
Well, you know, Phil, I'm trying to get this out, and
I know you're trying to get it out, and I want to understand, and we may have Father James McQuarters on in a moment to talk about this, as Pastor William Rennick is he's a Protestant minister, and he is offering forgiveness of some kind for sins in exchange for money that he gives to the immigrant community. Sounds a lot like what they used to do in the Catholic Church, which was sell salvation, sell forgiveness. 877-876-PHIL is our number. Or maybe what he's talking about is something that is a whole new view, a modern view of raising money for the poor and at the same time giving people peace of mind. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Radio for patriots by patriots. It's the Phil Hendry Show.
Try to get it set.
Call the Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
I just got a text message here, and it looks like it's just about 100 minutes away for you to capture 1999 BSP prices. If you want to get a backstage pass at our website, you've got 100 minutes to become a first-generation member of our website and capture these prices that we have right now that have been in existence since 1999. I got Pastor William Rennick on the line. Just for a moment here, Pastor, can you believe that?
I'm sorry, what'd you say, Phil?
Can you believe that these prices we've got right now, did we just lose the connection? All right, get him back on.
Yeah, get Pastor William Rennick back on the phone. Yeah!
Don't yell, bud, okay? Just do it in the background, if you don't mind. So we got about 100 minutes to capture 1999 price. Is he back, Pastor Rennick?
Yeah, Phil, I'm sorry, but I had to take another phone call, and we're going to be going upstairs in about an hour to talk with the elder assemblage of Grace of God about our tithing.
Well, I was just saying that our website prices are we've only got 100 minutes left of our 1999 subscription price. It's going to change at midnight Pacific time to $9.99 a month. Right now, it's only $6.95 a month, I think. So times do change, don't they?
Well, you know, times change, and it sounds like you're doing a very good business, and I congratulate you on that. The business that I'm in, though, is the business of saving souls, and what I'm asking people, you know, I would love to talk about your website.
Well, I'm just doing a plug for my website. We'll get into talking with you, but I just want to remind people again, under 100 minutes now, about 96 minutes to go for you to get those $19.99 prices on the Phil Henry Show website. Go ahead.
It sounded to me like...
What's so funny? What's so funny?
I'm sorry. I was going to laugh. It sounded to me like you're doing Jerry Lewis.
You mean the muscular dystrophy?
Yeah. You remember that man, what's his name, Jerry Lewis, right?
Yeah.
He come on the TV and now they said they couldn't do it. And he's talking about muscular dystrophy. I laughed my, oh God, I used to laugh. Not the muscular dystrophy is not funny, I'm not saying that. I used to look at that man, Jerry Lewis. I think he's a funny man. And I'm very sorry for the things that he's gone through. But you have been there, you sound like that.
God, I've known you a long, I've never heard you laughing that hard.
Oh, stop that.
What are you talking about? Woman up the man, nigga, joke. Can I laugh?
Stop that. Start acting like a man.
I am a man. Don't tell me I laugh like a man.
Yeah, start acting like a gentleman.
Oh.
All right, Pastor Renick, let's talk a little bit about this. The idea that you're selling forgiveness, okay?
I'm not selling forgiveness, Bill. I wish you would understand. I'm not selling forgiveness. I'm asking people to donate. If they come to me and they say, Pastor Renick, I cheated on my wife. I had intimate relations with another woman. Pastor Renick, I cheated on my husband. I had intimate relations, and I had an intimate relation with another man. And Pastor Renick, I feel bad about that. I feel depressed. I feel lonely. I feel I've cut myself off from God. And I say to them, let's pray. You and I together, we're going to pray. And I feel that God will forgive you. And I want to forgive you. In order for me to forgive you, I'm not God. In order for me to forgive you, I need a tithing. And they'll say, well, how much is a tithing?
I was going to ask you that. What do they pay?
Well, hold on. Say, I need a tithing. If you want me to forgive the fact that you cheated on your wife. Cheated on your wife?
Right.
On your wife! You understand me? You spend a lot of time talking, Phil. I love you very much. But you spend a lot of time talking. I want you to listen to me. The man cheated on his wife. The very trust and love that woman give him. And who knows? Maybe that woman give him life, the lives of children. Maybe that woman give him 2-3 children. And what did he do with that? I'll tell you what he did with it. He went out and got himself a good time with another woman. A good time. There you go talking again. A good time with another woman. Now, how much do you think forgiving a sin like that is worth?
I don't think their money, it doesn't translate.
It doesn't translate? What does that mean, it doesn't translate? For how much do you think a man's peace of mind is worth?
I don't know.
If it was you.
I would not feel, if I came to you, Pastor Renick, if I had cheated on a wife, or cheated on my wife, and I came to you, and I said, I feel really bad, Pastor Renick, I cheated on my wife, I feel really horrible, and you said to me something along the lines of, well, you know what, Phil, tell you what we're going to do. If you give me $20, or you give me $30, then we'll pray together, and I'm sure God will forgive you. I wouldn't feel good.
What are you talking about coming to me?
Yes.
Why wouldn't you feel good?
It wouldn't feel like I was forgiven.
Why not? If I told you I'm going to forgive you, I'm going to forgive you, and I know God's going to forgive you. I can't speak for God. But I'm standing here. I'm wearing the collar. I got the whole, in other words, I've got the symbolism of God himself. And all you got to do is lay $20, $30, and I'm not going to say it that way. What we're talking about, Phil, is helping immigrants. I say, if you give me $30 to help the illegal Mexican immigrant, then I know God's going to forgive you for cheating and for wallowing in the muck and wallowing in the filth of what you've done.
It still wouldn't feel right.
Well, you know something? You're not a Christian. I know you say you don't go to church.
I don't go to regular church, no.
But you don't even know what I'm talking about. You don't know what I'm talking about, Phil.
All right, hold on. 877-876 Phil is the number here. Do you any of you out there believe you can pay for your sins to be forgiven? I don't know. Phil Henry Show will be right back.
Talk much?
Call the Patriot Hotline now. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
And welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL. Now, if you're looking at Phil TV and HD, above me is the graphic that says, we want to thank you for being a first-generation BSP. Still time to be one if you are not. Now, if you're not one, you're not looking at Phil TV and HD unless you have someone who is showing you our video cast tonight. Midnight is the deadline. So if you do not have a backstage pass and you still want to have a $19.99 price on that backstage pass, my friends, you got to go grab it right now. Midnight is the cutoff. There won't be any more after that. However, after midnight, we will give you a free tour of the website. You can take a look at what we've got to offer. And we have more to offer than any other radio show's website in the history of radio show websites. And what does that mean? We got audio. We've got audio. We got radio shows. We got a 5-day video cast archive, yes. But we've got audio and we've got radio shows and we got some of the funniest stuff that has ever been invented, created, or ever is likely to be. All right, 877-876-PHIL is our number. On the line with me is Pastor William Renick from Joyful Union Congregation in Dallas, Texas tonight for a Grace of God conclave. Your church is there representing Pastor Renick. To create something along the lines of what you call tidings, that is people giving money so that, and I understand the money is for immigrants.
That's the most important thing, Phil. I mean, I want to be able to forgive, and I will forgive your sin. I mean, I'm not God, but look, I'm a pastor, and as such, I'm closer to God than the average person, so if you say, please forgive me, and I say, all right, I forgive you, that goes a long way,
But that's not really being forgiven. Am I going to get to heaven? In other words, in the Catholic Church, we believe...
Well, I'm not talking Catholic Church right now. Hey, look, I'm not selling... I don't like the way you say selling forgiveness. I'm not doing that. I am saying... I am, but I'm not saying to you, if you're on your deathbed, okay, you're forgiven, you're going to heaven. I would never dare do that. And I know, and God bless the Catholic priest, but that's what they're saying. They're saying, okay, I'm going to bless you. You dead, and you're going to go to heaven. Well, what if you wake up in hell?
Pastor.
What if you wake up in hell? Now, you got a Catholic priest say to you, I bless you, everything good. You going to heaven. Thank you very much. Goodbye, good night, you're gone. You die. You open your eyes, what do you see? What do you see?
I
see that man with a pointed tail and one of them pitchforks, and it's all on fire, and they got a barbecue pit going. You think maybe you're getting the idea? You think you're in heaven then?
Pastor,
do you think you're in heaven if you see a guy with a pointed tail? That's what I'm talking about, Phil.
Let me take a phone call here. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to Richard in Chattanooga. Hi, Richard. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
I particularly would like to speak to people who have congregations.
Richard is gone. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go over to Scott. Go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show, Scott.
How you doing? I just wanted to comment
Yes, sir. On
the donation of money to forgive your sin. That is in
Yes, sir. No way
any relation. I mean, God will forgive you either way. If you can donate, that's great. If you do donate, that's great too. But
right.
You do not have to donate money to be forgiven.
Well, I'm not saying that you've got to donate money to be forgiven. What I'm saying is, if you want to be forgiven on, let's say, Tuesday at 3:30, if you Scott come to me and you say, Pastor Renick, I feel bad. I got, let's say, I got angry at my coworker. I got angry at my employee. And I said some things I wished I had not said. I committed a sin against my fellow man of anger, of rancor, of a lack of charity and compassion. And I said, well, let's sit down and pray about that. And I forgive you. Now, see what I'm saying? In other words, you know God's going to forgive you. But on his right. good time, see, you come over to my church, we can get it done. I got money for the immigrant.
What does that mean on God's own? Why can't he just pray about it right there?
He could pray about it right there, but he may be conflicted and may not mean it. He may not have, his heart may not be in it. He may need me to help him to facilitate the way with God. That's what I do. That's why I'm a preacher, see.
I go to a regular church. My family goes to a regular church. I don't go as often as I should. They go pretty well every Sunday.
And you go to a record church. What is that, a record church?
A Baptist
What's that?
Church. Southern Baptist Church.
And yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I can go to my preacher. If I call him up right now, I'm just getting off work. If I call him up right now and tell him I need to talk to him, he'd meet me on his front doorstep or my front doorstep, and then no money whatsoever. I mean, it's just, it's not.
What if he's out of town? What if he's out of town? What if he's out of town? What if he's not available? What if he's asleep? What if,
well, he's going to be awakened by this man.
What does that mean? He's going to be awakened.
If I was to call him right now, I guarantee you, and if
right.
I told him, said, I need to meet you right now, and I need help, he would open his door, I'd meet him on the front doorstep. Or
absolutely. He sounded like a good man. He sounded like a good man. He absolutely would. But how do you know he's not going to say, Scott, you know, you got me out of bed. And man, I'm not complaining, but what you going to do for me?
Well,
how do you know he won't say that?
Well, what does that mean? When has a preacher ever said something like that?
If he needs a new wing for the library, I don't know, but what would Scott say?
I can tell you this right
yes,
now.
Sir.
If my pastor
yes,
were to
sir.
Say that, the congregation
yes,
would know about it the following Sunday, and he would not
yeah.
be there the following Sunday.
So in other words, what you would do is you wrap this guy out just because he...
Wow.
What do you mean, rat him out? I mean,
that's not rat.
Why would you?
That's just and that is telling God's honest truth. I mean, he wouldn't be there.
That's got to
next
Sunday. Yes, sir. Well, sir, I understand that, Scott. You're a good man. I can
right,
tell
buddy.
You're a good man. But let me just say something. Let me say this. We got a lot of people are coming over the border, and they need. Now, I know they're not legal. I know they're illegal. Okay. But they're God's children, and they're cold, and they're hungry, and they need a clothing, and they need, wheels. They got to get a car. They got to get a home and an education, and they need to purchase the things they like, you know, if they want to get a swing set or something for the kid, a jacuzzi. And
we're talking about just what they need.
What they need. If I said to you, Scott, hold on. If I said to you, Scott, I'm not asking money for me. I'm not asking money for my church. I'm asking you, Scott, let's kneel down, let's pray. Can you lay $50 on me for these people? You're telling me no?
I don't understand. I don't think that gives the man a choice.
Will you let the man speak for himself, sir? I'm trying to let Scott speak for himself.
No, I got to jump in as the host. I have to just say, how does that leave Scott any choice if you lay some kind of a guilt trip on him? Okay, Scott, we prayed about your problems. Boom, ba boom, ba boom. Really hope you feel better. Yes, I do. Okay, now, could you lay some bread on me?
I didn't say lay some. What do you think I'm doing? You think I got some beatnik coffee house? I said...
You said, how about, what are you going to do for me? How about $50?
Well, let me ask Scott. Are you going to feel...
It sounds like you're charging to get saved. That's what it sounds like. And it just doesn't...
No way.
Right.
No way. No, I'd never do that.
Oh, yes, that's what it sounds like to me. And if it isn't, then you got to put it a different way. Hey, Scott, thanks so much for your call this evening. I appreciate that very much. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. You know what I'm saying, Pastor Rennick? We'll go to another phone call, but I want to clear this up.
What you're trying to clear up, Phil, is what you're trying to do, and I understand this, but you are not coming from the Spirit. You're not coming from the Holy Spirit. I come from the Holy Spirit. You're coming from, I've got a radio show, and I've got to make everything look, you know, do-do-do-do-do and the funky chicken, too. You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't know what you're saying.
I'm saying you got to be an entertainer. I'm talking about the very soul of man. I'm talking about the very soul of man himself. The very soul that God sent his only son to save. If I say to Scott, or I say to you, or anybody, I'm gonna kneel with you, I'm going to pray, I'm gonna forgive you. And I can guarantee you, I'm certain God will forgive you. But you got to scratch my back.
And that isn't going to work.
What do you mean it's not going to work?
It's not going to work with me. It's going to offend me.
If I said to you, I need some money for some Mexicans.
If you said that would offend me too.
I'm talking about the immigrants.
If you said I need money for the immigrants, I would say, thank you very much for your help, Pastor. Now, let's talk about the immigrants.
That's all I'm saying.
No, you're not saying that. You are coupling it with this plea or this pitch for forgiveness. The number is 1-800, or excuse me, our number 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to, it's Danny. Hi, Danny, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, please.
This sounds like a Ponzi scheme to me.
Ma'am, how's that a Ponzi scheme? A Ponzi scheme is when you take money from the lower rung and it all goes to the top. I'm giving the money to Mexican immigrants. Those people are not at the top, they're at the bottom.
No, you don't know where I am.
The lowest of the low.
And I don't have insurance, and I'm going to ask you to forgive me of a sin. Who are you? You think you're God?
No, I am not God, ma'am. No, I am not God. I know I'm not God. I beg your pardon, ma'am. I'm simply God's humble servant. I have been a minister. I passed the theological college. I got my doctorate in theology. I became a pastor of the Trust Union Congregation
in Southern.
Well, you know, you unemployed, I can guess why.
No, you don't listen.
You
want me to pay
I know you're unemployed because you probably mouth off too much. You mouth off too much.
You're not a pastor.
How do you know?
Because I can tell.
And you know something?
Wait a minute. You think God?
You don't even have no job. How do you don't even have no job? You sound like you want to tell me? I've got a job.
I'm not.
You know?
Yeah, but your job.
To forgive them for sins. That's not your job. You're making judgment.
You can't do that. You're not a minister. You didn't go to theological college. I did. I went to Bible college.
Alabama is the most powerful, strongest illegal alien immigration law in the country, and we're proud of it. You want to reward people for breaking the law. No, go across the border. Get a job. Live in your own country. Come over here.
Now I've heard it all. You're a Christian, and you're speaking that way of your fellow man.
You're a hypocrite.
Now I've heard it all.
I'm a hypocrite. You're a hypocrite.
You're the hypocrite. You call yourself a Christian, and you want
to
treat Mexicans
like the
Romans treated the Christians of old. You want to treat the Mexicans the same way the Romans treated the Christians back in the day. That's what you want
to
do.
You don't have the right to forgive me.
Somebody got to forgive you.
God forgive you.
Because
God, be God, not
through. Yes, that's exactly. God through me forgives you.
No, that's all I'm saying. And
you come to me
God.
And you say, Pastor, I didn't claim to be God. I didn't claim to be God. I'm saying you come to me and you say to me, Pastor Renick, I don't have a job. I mouthed off. They fired me. They threw me out.
I didn't get
something's wrong with my life.
Mouthed off? You don't know what you're talking about.
Well, you sound, I'm taking a wild guess, but did you mouth off? Tell me the honest truth. Did you mouth off to somebody?
Well, wait a minute.
No, I did not. You're assuming. And you know what that means.
Well, how'd you lose your job? If you don't mind me asking.
I live in a part of the country where economically we're not doing too well down here. Real estate's up, bad, and all kind of things, just like the rest of the country. What are you doing?
Yeah, Not everybody in Alabama's out of a job.
No, I didn't say that.
You got to understand, if you mouth off to the man, man's going to put you on the street. You're going down the road, you know.
The lady has already said she didn't mouth off to anybody. Basically, Pastor Renick, what people are finding fault with is the idea that they must give you money in order for you to say... This lady's saying, I think, the notion that you can forgive...
Of course I can forgive. We can forgive each other as human beings. Of course we can.
I'm not paying you $20 to forgive me for sin. I might.
I'm not asking that. I'm asking... This is what I'm saying. I'm saying, all right, I just forgave you. I mean, I didn't forgive you, but I forgive you. And God, I'm sure we'll forgive you. Now let's talk about the Mexicans that need a green card. I don't know what they need, a green card or something.
You don't even know.
Have you got $20? Do you have $20?
Not to give illegal aliens and lawbreakers, no.
In other words, you do have $20, though.
I will spend
it. You're telling me all about your problems.
Illegal citizens in my country, I will give it to my church.
You can't.
My church that will help legal.
That's
citizens.
Exactly what I'm talking about. Yeah. Give it to the church, and then they give it to the Mexican.
Yeah, but she's giving it to the church.
I don't go to a church lawbreakers.
I'm asking Phil Henry. I want to ask Phil Henry. Just would you shut up for a minute?
What are you telling me to shut up for?
I'm trying to tell this lady something. If you give that money to your church, after I said to you, you are forgiven for your infidelity, whatever you did, what's the difference? You go out and you have sex with another man. And you come to Pastor Renick, you say, oh, my God, I did something sinful. I said, you are forgiven because the blood of the Lamb forgives you. Have you got $50?
I'm not believing what I'm hearing.
Well, you were laughing at me, Pastor Renick.
When?
At the beginning of the hour, you were laughing at me. You said I sounded like I was doing the MD telethon.
That's right.
Are you kidding me? This woman sits here and goes, because I'm trying to raise money for people that are dying in the desert of Mexico.
They don't need to come across the border then. They need to stay where they are. What's wrong with you?
You know something? When I hear a voice like yours, I think of that movie, Hush, Hush, Sweet Charlotte. You remember that movie, Hush, Hush, Sweet Charlotte? You remember that? It was Alfred Hitchcock. It was a great movie. And at the end of the movie, guess what happened? A head come down the stairs.
That sounds like a threat.
Wow, that's really...
Yeah, that's right. No, it's not a threat.
The clown.
All right, I got to take a break.
you think of Cisco the Clown?
No, Bozo the
Hold
Clown.
On.
You don't hear well, do
Hold
you?
On for... Hold on for a minute, but...
No, you said Cisco the Clown, and there ain't no...
I didn't say
nobody
Cisco
like that.
The Clown.
Yes, you most certainly did, ma'am. You said Cisco the Clown. I've never heard it. I see, you live in Mexico more than me. Maybe in Mexico they got Cisco the... No, you said in Mexico... How come you know so much about Mexico? Talk about Cisco the Clown.
She didn't say Cisco. She said Bozo the Clown. Bozo. All right, listen, thank you so much, Danny. I appreciate your call. 877-876-PHIL. People are going to laugh at you. You laughed at me.
Oh, look at Phil. This is not about you laughing at me.
All right, we'll be right back. World famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL. This is it is suspiciously like paying for forgiveness. Pastor William Renick, who asks for what he calls tidings, money, for forgiveness, which he then gives to the immigrant community, the illegal immigrant community, to help them. 877-876-PHIL, the world famous Phil Henry Show. We'll be right back.
Radio for Patriots. Hi, Patriots. It's the Phil Henry Show.
He said, Cisco the Clown.
To call the Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
66 minutes left for you to take advantage of the current subscription price for the Phil Henry Show website. This is a price that we have had since 1999. Can you imagine that? 12 years we've never raised the price on our subscription for the Phil Henry Show website. A Phil Henry Show website gives you more audio, gives you more great entertainment, gives you more great radio than any other single radio show website in the history of the human race. We've got thousands of hours of archive material. We've got archived rants. We've got archived webisodes. We've got archived TV appearances, radio interviews. We have our blog. We have our comments section. We have any number of things, a daily podcast that you can get at philhenryshow.com. So you've only got about 66 minutes left to take advantage of the first generation price on our website. And that is the $19.99 price, man. I can't believe. And, you know, when somebody said to me, we haven't raised the price in 12 years, all of a sudden that just struck me as just nuts. Pastor William Renick is on the line with us from Dallas, Texas, and we're talking about the selling of salvation. And
I think that's very unfair, Phil.
All right, and we can continue to talk about that. But the fact is, you are saying to people, I'll pray with you, I'll forgive you. Now let me talk to you about the needs of the immigrant community.
I'm selling salvation. And
would you pray with me if I didn't have $50 to give?
If you did not have $50 to give me for the immigrant community you're talking about?
Yeah.
Then I would have to question whether you are truly sincere. And here's why. Here's why. Let me say this. You say to me, Pastor Renick, please forgive me. I've committed a sin. I had sex with another woman. You know how harsh and how horrid and how rough and how uncivilized that sounds? And I'm going to kneel down. I'm going to try to pray to God. I've got to intercede with God to say to God, this man next to me broke his wedding vow. And he had illicit relation with another woman that was not his wife. And he wanted me to intercede on his behalf. And God said to me, what is this man doing for his fellow man? And I turned to that man and said, are you going to help your fellow man? See, you call it selling. I call it justice. And that woman, oh, come on, man. Is that the end of the hour?
That's the end of the hour. I'm sorry. We got to take a break. Hold on. You know, Pastor, maybe we'll stretch it into another hour.
What do you mean stretch it?
Hold on, and maybe we'll go to another hour. All right, so right now you got about 4 minutes left to take advantage. Not 4 minutes. You got 64 minutes left. We'll be right back. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL.
Phil Hendry.
Just go to-